The state that's north of Georgia, where Nashville and Chattanooga are, is Tennessee. If a person is in trouble, you try to what him?
Help him out.
If something isn't wide, then it might be very
narrow.
You might say to somebody, I'd like to help you, but I just
can't help you now.
If a person wants to go for a ride these days, he'll go get in his
vehicle, your automobile, or
what's another word for it?
Well, it's old, but buggy. Used to get in the buggy.
Yes, sir. There's another word, though. Like, this afternoon, after we finish the interview, I'll go get in my
automobile.
Yes, sir. There's another word, though, a shorter word.
Vehicle?
Shorter than vehicle. It's more common these days. The most common of all, I think, these days.
Car is the word. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's right. That's usually what they call these days, is cars.
If my mother was talking to me, she might say to me, this man is your uncle, and his wife is?
Your aunt.
Good. Before birds lay their eggs, they build?
Nests.
Children used to sit on benches at school, but now they sit at?
They sit in the desk, or?
Fine. Before a boy fights, he might clench both his?
Yes, fisties.
A small flying insect that bothers you in the summertime, that stings and draws blood, is called a
mosquito.
On a clear day, you might look up in the sky and say, oh, that's such a lovely day. There's not a single
cloud in the sky.
Good. The building that a person lives in is his
residential home or his home.
And there's another word that means the building that is somebody's home.
Yes, sir.
You say he, let me ask it this way. Somebody might say, why don't you come see me this afternoon? Just come on down to my
residence or my home, my house.
That's the one. Yeah. That's the one I was after. If a small troublesome animal was getting your chickens at night, but you didn't know exactly, I wonder if this is doing all right, but you didn't know exactly what kind of animal it was, would you ever use the word vomit to refer to it?
Yes, sir.
Well, now, if you use that word, what kind of animal might you be talking about?
Well, it could imply to a possum or a fox.
And would you say that word for me, please? The general word.
It could apply to possum or fox. Is that what you wanted?
No, sir, I want you to say the other word, the word that I asked you about.
Mm-hmm.
Vomit. Would you say that, please?
The vomits are bothering my chickens.
Yeah, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
See, we're interested in this part. I'm asking you to say these words because we're interested in the fact that in different parts of Georgia, people say them differently.
Yes.
And so that's why I'm getting you to repeat some of these things.
That's right.
What do you call a little? Well, it's a seafood. It grows to be about as long as my finger, I guess. And when you cook it, it turns pink and it curls up like that. These things live in the ocean and in the rivers around the ocean.
Shrimp?
Mm-hmm. If you don't want a wool sweater to draw up when you wash it, you have to use cool water because hot water will make wool.
Make sweater draw up.
And what's another way to say draw up?
Shrink.
Right. What am I doing with my finger?
Point.
A round fruit about the size of a baseball that grows in Florida is a...
An orange or grapefruit.
Fine. If a person doesn't want his car to get rained on, he might park it in a...
Under the shelter.